Chapter 4. Learning Through Uniform Convergence. The most fundamental issue of statistical learning theory is the issue of characterizing the ability of the model to learn. In the case models driven by supervised classification and regression techniques, the learnability can be assumed to be equal to the uniform convergence of empirical risk to population risk. Meaning if a problem can be trained on, it can only be learned through minimization of empirical risk of the data. Uniform convergence in probability, in the context of statistical asymptotic theory and probability theory, is a type of convergence in probability. It implies that within a particular event family, the empirical frequencies of all occurrences converge to their theoretical probabilities under certain circumstances. Uniform convergence in probability, as part of the statistical learning theory, is widely applicable to machine learning. Uniform convergence is defined as a mode of convergence of features stronger than pointwise convergence in the mathematical field of analysis. In 1995, Vapnik published the General Setting of Learning, as it pertains to the subject of statistical learnability. The general learning setting addresses issues of learning. Conventionally, a learning problem can be defined using a hypothesis class H, an instance, set Z, with sigma algebra, and an objective function, for example, lost or cost, i.e., F colon H times Z leads to R. This theory can be used to minimize a population risk functional over some hypothesis, class H, where the distribution, D, of Z is unknown, based on sample Z1 or Zm, drawn from D. F, open parentheses, H, close parentheses, equals e to the power of Z, tilde, D, open bracket, F, open parentheses, H, semicolon, Z, close parentheses, close bracket. This general setting encompasses supervised classification and regression techniques, some unsupervised learning algorithms, density estimation, among others. In supervised learning, Z equals open parentheses X comma Y close parentheses is an instance label pair, H is a predictor, and F open parentheses H semicolon open parentheses x comma y close parentheses equals loss open parentheses h open parentheses x close parentheses comma y close parentheses is the loss function. In terms of statistical learnability, the goal is to minimize f open parentheses h close parentheses equals e to the power of z tilde tilde d open bracket, F, open parentheses, H, colon, Z, close parentheses, close colon, within experimental accuracy, based on a finite sample only, Z1 to Z to the power of M. The concern in this case does not pertain to the problem's computational aspects, meaning whether this approximate minimization can be performed quickly and effectively, but whether this can be achieved statistically based on the sample, Z1 to Zm only. It is common knowledge that a supervised classification and regression problem can only be learned when the empirical risks for the whole, H, element H, uniformly connect to the population risk. According to the research done by Bloomer, 1989, and Allon in 1997, if uniform convergence holds, then the empirical risk minimizer, or ERM, is consistent. That is, the population risk of the ERM converges to the optimal population risk, and the problem is learnable using the ERM. This suggests that uniform convergence of the empirical risks is a required and satisfactory condition for learning, which can be depicted as an equivocal to combinatorial condition, which, when it comes to classification algorithms, it has a finite VC dimension. And when in regression algorithms, it has a finite fat-shattering dimension. The picture below shows a scenario for supervised classification and regression. Finite dim. Uniform convergence. Learnable with ERM. Learnable. Back to finite dim. Besides uniform convergence, stability's specific concepts were proposed to be learnability's prerequisite. Inherently, the concepts of stability rely on specific learning laws or algorithms and evaluate how sensitive they are to the training dataset's fluctuations. It is recognized in specific that ERM stability would be enough for learnability. It is asserted in Mukherjee et al. 2006 that stability is also essential to learning. On the basis of the assumption that uniform convergence is equal to learnability, stability has been shown to characterize learning skill only where uniform convergence characterizes learning skill. Only in a supervised classification and regression environment was the equivalence of uniform convergence and learning officially established. More broadly, the implications on the right in the picture above are valid. Finite fat-shattering dimensions, uniform convergence, and even ERM stability can be deemed suitable for learnability using the ERM. Concerning the opposite implications, Vapnik has shown that a concept of non-trivial or rigid learnability associated with the ERM amounts to uniform convergence of the empirical risks. The concept was intended to banish some of the learning's trivial issues that can be learned without uniform convergence. Even with these issues, empirical risk minimization can make learning feasible. Thus, in the general learning setting or supervised classification and regression, an issue would appear to be learnable only when it can be learned by empirical risk minimization. This framework is not very specific and can sufficiently cover a significant part of the optimization and statistical learning problems that are widely popular, such as stochastic convex optimization in Hilbert spaces. Let Z be an arbitrary measurable set. Let H be a closed, convex, and bounded subset of a Hilbert space. And let F, open parentheses, H, semicolon Z, close parentheses, be Lipschitz continuous and convex WRT, its first argument. Here we want to approximately minimize the objective function, e to the power of z, tilde, d, open bracket, f, open parentheses, h, semicolon z, close parentheses, close bracket, where the distribution over z is unknown, based on an empirical sample, z1 to zm. Density estimation. Let Z be a subset of Rn. Let H be a set of bounded probability densities on Z. And let F, open parentheses, H, semicolon Z, close parentheses, equals minus log, open parentheses, H, open parentheses, Z, close parentheses, close parentheses. Here, F, open parentheses, dot, close parentheses, is simply the negative log likelihood of an instance Z according to the hypothesis density, H. Note that to ensure boundedness of F, open parentheses, dot, close parentheses, we need to assume that H, open parentheses, Z, close parentheses, is lower bounded by a positive constant for all Z element Z. K means clustering in Euclidean space. Let Z equals R to the power of N, comma, let H be all subsets of Rn of size K, and let F, open parentheses, H semicolon Z close parentheses equal min to the power of C element H forward slash C minus Z forward slash squared. Here, each H represents a set of K centroids, and F open parentheses dot close parentheses measures the Euclidean distance squared between an instance Z and its nearest centroid, according to the hypothesis H. Large margin classification in a reproducing kernel Hilbert space, RKHS. Let Z equals X times open bracket 0, 1 close bracket, where X is a bounded subset of an RKHS. Let H be another bounded subset of the RKHS, and let F open parentheses H semicolon open parentheses X, Y close parentheses equals max open bracket 0, 1 minus y open angle bracket x, h close angle bracket close bracket. Here, f open parentheses dot close parentheses is the popular hinge loss function, and our goal is to perform margin-based linear classification in the RKHS. Regression. Let z equals x times y, where x and y are bounded subsets of R to the power of n, and R respectively. Let h be a set of bounded functions. H colon x to the power of n leads to R. And let f open parentheses h semicolon open parentheses x comma y close parentheses equals open parentheses h open parentheses x close parentheses minus y close parentheses squared. Here, f open parentheses dot close parentheses is simply the squared loss function. Binary classification. Let z equal x times open bracket 0, 1 close bracket. Let h be a set of functions. H colon x leads to open bracket 0, 1, close bracket. And let f open parentheses h semicolon open parentheses x, y close parentheses equals 11 to the power of open bracket h open parentheses x close parentheses equals y close bracket. Here, f open parentheses dot close parentheses is simply the 0 minus 1 loss function, measuring whether the binary hypothesis, H open parentheses dot close parentheses, misclassified the example, open parentheses X, Y close parentheses. This setting's ultimate goal is a selection of a hypothesis, H element H, based on a finite number of samples with the least amount of potential risk. In general, we are expecting that the sample size will improve the approximation of the risk. It is assumed that the learning guidelines that enable us to choose such hypotheses are consistent. In formal terms, we conclude that rule A is consistent with rate E cons open parentheses M close parentheses under the distribution D is for all M, where F star equals INF to the power of H element H. F open parentheses H close parentheses, the rate element open parentheses M close parentheses is required to be monotone, decreasing with element cons open parentheses M close parentheses minus leads to 0 close parentheses. ES tilde DM open bracket F open parentheses A open parentheses S close parentheses minus F star close parentheses is equal to or less than element cons open parentheses M close parentheses. We cannot choose a D-based learning rule because D is unknown. Rather, we need a stronger requirement that the rule is consistent with rate element cons open parentheses m close parentheses under all distributions d over z. The key definition is as follows. A learning problem is learnable if there exists a learning rule A and a monotonically decreasing M leads to infinity sequence element cons open parentheses M close parentheses, such that element cons open parentheses M close parentheses minus leads to zero, and universal quantification, comma, ES tilde DM open brackets F open parentheses A open parentheses S close parentheses minus star close brackets is equal to or less than element cons open parentheses M close parentheses. A learning rule A for which this holds is denoted as a universally consistent learning rule. The above definition of learnability, which requires a uniform rate of distributions, is the most appropriate concept to study learnability of a hypothesis class. It is a direct generalization of agnostic pack learnability to Vapnik's general setting of learning, as studied by Hausler in 1992. A potential path to learning is a minimization of the empirical risk of f to the power of s, open parentheses h, close parentheses, over a sample s, defined as fs, open parentheses h, close parentheses, equals 1 forward slash m, sigma f, open parentheses h, semicolon z, close parentheses. Z or z. Instance domain and specific instance. H or H, hypothesis class and a specific hypothesis. F open parentheses H comma Z close parentheses. Loss of hypothesis H on instance Z. B. SUPH comma Z vertical line F open parentheses H semicolon Z close parentheses vertical line. D. Underlying distribution on instance domain Z. S. Empirical sample, Z1 to Zm, sampled IID from D. M. Size of empirical sample S. A. Open parentheses S, close parentheses. Learning rule A applied to empirical sample S. Element cons, open parentheses, m, close parentheses. Rate of consistency for a learning rule. F, open parentheses, h, close parentheses, f star, fs, open parentheses, h, close parentheses, h, circumflex, s. Risk of hypothesis, h, comma, ez tilde d, open brackets, f, open parentheses, h, semicolon, z, close parentheses, close brackets. INFH, element, h, f, open parentheses, h, close parentheses. Empirical risk of hypothesis h on sample s, 1. Sigma z, element s, f, open parentheses, h, semicolon, z, close parentheses, m. Element ERM open parentheses M close parentheses. An ERM hypothesis FS open parentheses H circumflex S close parentheses equals INFH element H FS open parentheses H close parentheses rate of AERM for a learning rule. Element stable open parentheses M close parentheses. Rate of stability for a learning rule. Element gen, open parentheses, m, close parentheses. Rate of generalization for a learning rule. The rule A is an empirical risk minimizer, if it can minimize the empirical risk. F to the power of s, open parentheses, a, open parentheses, s, close parentheses, equals f to the power of s, open parentheses, h circumflex power of s, close parentheses, equals inf to the power of h element h, f to the power of s, open parentheses, h close parentheses, where FS open parentheses H circumflex S close parentheses equals INFH element H FS open parentheses H close parentheses is referred to as the minimal empirical risk. Given the odds that multiple hypotheses minimize the empirical risk, H circumflex to the power of S does not pertain to a certain hypothesis, and there could potentially be multiple rules which are all ERM. Rule A can therefore be concluded to be an AERM, or asymptotic empirical risk minimizer with rate element ERM open parentheses M close parentheses under distribution D when ES tilde DM open brackets FS open parentheses A open parentheses S close parentheses minus FS open parentheses H circumflex S close bracket is equal to or less than element ERM open parentheses M close parentheses. A learning rule can be considered an AERM universally with rate element ERM open parentheses M close parentheses if it is an AERM universally with rate element to the power of ERM open parentheses M close parentheses if it is an AERM with rate element to the power of ERM open parentheses M close parentheses under all distributions D over Z. A learning rule can be considered always AERM with rate E to the power of ERM open parentheses M close parentheses if for any S sample of M size, it holds that FS open parentheses A open parentheses S close parentheses minus FS open parentheses H semiflex S close parentheses is equal to or less than E to the power of ERM open parentheses M close parentheses. It can be concluded that Rule A generalizes with rate E to the power of GEN open parentheses M close parentheses under distribution D if for all M where A rule universally generalizes with rate element to the power of GEM open parentheses M close parentheses if it generalizes with rate element to the power of GEN open parentheses M close parentheses under all distributions D over Z. ES tilde DM open brackets vertical line F open parentheses A open parentheses S close parentheses minus FS open parentheses A open parentheses S close parentheses vertical line close brackets is equal to or less than element to the power of GEN open parentheses M close parentheses. Impact of uniform convergence on learnability. Uniform convergence is considered applicable to learning problems if the empirical risks in the hypothesis class converge to their population risk uniformly, with a distribution-independent rate. Sup to the power of D, E to the power of S, tilde DM, open brackets, SUP to the power of H element H, vertical line F open parentheses H close parentheses minus FS open parentheses H close parentheses vertical line close brackets minus M leads to infinity leads to zero. It is easy to demonstrate that an issue can be deemed learnable using the ERM learning rule if uniform convergence holds. In 1971, Chervonenkis and Vapnik demonstrated that the finiteness of a straightforward combinatorial measure known as the VC dimension indicates uniform convergence for binary classification issues where Z equals X times open brackets 0, 1 close brackets. Each hypothesis is a mapping from X to 0, 1 and F open parentheses H semicolon open parentheses x comma y close parentheses equals 1 to the power of open brackets h open parentheses x close parentheses equals y close brackets close parentheses. Also, it can be confirmed that in a distribution independent sense, problems regarding binary classification with finite VC dimension can be not learned. As a necessary and sufficient condition for learning, this identifies the situation of having finite VC dimension, and therefore uniform convergence. This characterization is extensible to regression techniques as well, namely regression with squared loss, where h is now a real-valued function, and f open parentheses h semicolon open parentheses x comma y close parentheses equals open parentheses h open parentheses x close parentheses minus y close parentheses squared. The property of having a finite fat-shattering dimension on all finite scales can substitute for the property of containing finite VC dimensions, but the basic equivalence still contains, however, a problem can be learned only if there is a uniform convergence. These findings are typically based on sensible reductions made to binary classification. Even though the general learning setting observed is not as specific as the classification and regression, including scenarios where it is difficult to reduce the classification to binary classification. In 1998, Vabnik sought to depict that, in the general learning setting, learnability with the ERM learning rule is equivalent to uniform convergence. To bolster the need of uniform convergence in this setting, while noting that the result may not hold true to trivial situations. Specifically, cases pertaining to arbitrary learning problem with hypothesis class H and adding H to a single hypothesis H tilde, such that F open parentheses H tilde comma Z close parentheses is less than inf H element H F open parentheses h comma z close parentheses for all z element z, as shown in the picture below. This particular problem of learning can be trivially learned using the ERM learning rule, which always chooses h tilde. Although h can be an arbitrary complex with no prior assumptions and uniform convergence, it must be noted that this is not applicable to binary classification models, where f open parentheses h semicolon open parentheses x comma y close parentheses equals 11 to the power of open bracket h open parentheses x close parentheses equals y close brackets, since on any open parentheses x comma y close parentheses there will be hypotheses with f open parentheses h semicolon open parentheses x comma y close parentheses equals f open parentheses h tilde semicolon open parentheses x comma y close parentheses. And therefore, if h is highly complex with infinite VC dimensions, then multiple hypotheses will have zero empirical error on any given training dataset. In order to remove such trivial scenario, the concept of strict consistency was proposed by Vabnik as an even stronger version of consistency. It is defined with the equation below, where the convergence lies within the probability. Universal quantification, C, element r, comma inf to the power of h colon f open parentheses h close parentheses is greater than c f to the power of s open parentheses h close parentheses minus m leads to infinity leads to inf to the power of h colon f open parentheses h close parentheses equal to or greater than c f open parentheses h close parentheses. The thought is that the empirical risk of ERM is essential for convergence of the smallest potential risk, Even once the good hypotheses with less risk than the threshold have been removed, Vapnik succeeded in proving that such strict consistency of the ERM has real equivalence to uniform convergence of the form in probability. The equivalence below is true for every individual distribution and is independent of the universal consistency of the empirical risk minimizer. SUP to the power of H element H, open parentheses F, open parentheses H, close parentheses minus F to the power of S, open parentheses H, close parentheses minus M leads to infinity, leads to zero. Based on this research study, it can be implied that up to trivial situations, a uniform convergence property indeed characterizes learnability, at least using the ERM learning rule. Learnability without uniform convergence. A stochastic convex optimization, or learnability without uniform convergence problem, can be considered an exceptional case of the general learning setting explained above, including additional limitations that the objective function F open parentheses H semicolon Z close parentheses is Lipschitz continuous and convex in H for every Z, and that H is closed, convex, and bounded. The problems where H is a subset of a Hilbert space will be addressed here. An exceptional scenario is the familiar linear prediction setting where z equals open parentheses x comma y close parentheses is an instance label pair. Each hypothesis H belongs to a subset H of a Hilbert space, and f open parentheses h semicolon x comma y close parentheses equals l open parentheses open angle bracket H, phi, open parentheses, x, close parentheses, close angle bracket, comma, y, close parentheses, for some feature mapping phi and a loss function L, r times y leads to r, which is convex with respect to its first argument. The scenario has been successfully established where the stochastic dependence on H is linear, similar to the previous example, has been established successfully. When the domain H and the mapping phi is bounded, there is uniform convergence, meaning that vertical line F open parentheses H close parentheses minus F to the power of S open parentheses H close parentheses vertical line is uniformly bounded overall, H element H. This uniform convergence of f to the power of s open parentheses h close parentheses to f open parentheses h close parentheses validates selection of the empirical minimizer. H circumflex s equals arg min to the power of h f to the power of s open parentheses h close parentheses and ensures that the expected value of f open parentheses h circumflex to the power of s close parentheses converges to the optimal value f star equals inf to the power of h f open parentheses h close parentheses. Although dependency on h is nonlinear, uniform convergence can still be established with the use of covering number arguments, provided H is a finite dimension. Regrettably, uniform convergence may not take place if we go to infinite dimensional hypothesis, and empirical minimization may not make in part the ability to learn to the algorithm. Remarkably, this does not mean that the problem can be deemed unlearnable. It can be shown that with regularization mechanisms, even when uniform convergence doesn't exist, a learning algorithm can be developed to solve any stochastic convex optimization issue. This mechanism directly relates to the principle of stability. For example, let's look at the convex stochastic optimization problem given by the equation in the picture below. where for this example h will be the d-dimensional unit sphere, h equals h element rd colon vertical line h vertical line is equal to or less than 1. Z equals open parentheses x comma alpha close parentheses with alpha element open bracket 0 comma 1 close bracket d and x element h, and u star v can be defined as an element wise product. Now, considering a series of learning problems where d equals 2 to the power of m for any sample size m, and establishing that a convergence rate independent of the dimensionality d cannot be expected, this case can be formalized into infinite dimensions. The learning problem in the equation above can be considered as that of finding the center of an unknown distribution over x element rd, where stochastic per coordinate confidence measures alpha open bracket I close bracket are also available. For now, we will be focusing on the scenario wherein certain coordinates are missing, meaning alpha open brackets I close bracket equals 0. By taking into consideration the distribution given below over open parentheses x comma alpha close parentheses colon x equals 0 with probability as 1 and alpha is uniform over open bracket 0 comma 1 close bracket to the power of d, that is alpha open bracket I close bracket are independent and identically distributed uniform Bernoulli. For a random sample, open parentheses x to the power of 1, alpha to the power of 1, close parentheses, comma, dot, 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 comma, open parentheses, x to the power of m, comma, a to the power of m, close parentheses, if d is greater than 2 to the power of m, then that is a result of probability greater than 1 minus e to the power of minus 1 is greater than 0.63. And a coordinate, j element 1, dot, 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 d, is present, such that all confidence vectors alpha to the power of I in the sample are 0 on the coordinates, j, i.e. alpha I, open bracket, j, close bracket, equals 0 for all I equals 1, dot, dot, m. Assume ej element h is the standard basis vector corresponding to this coordinate. Then, in the equation shown in the picture below, f to the power of s cubed, open parentheses dot close parentheses, represents the empirical risk concerning the function f cubed, open parentheses dot close parentheses. In another scenario, if f to the power of s cubed open parentheses dot close parentheses denotes the actual risk for the function f cubed open parentheses dot close parentheses, the equation shown in the picture below is obtained. Thus, for any sample size, m, a convex Lipschitz continuous objective, can be constructed in a dimension that is high enough so as to ensure that the minimum 0.63 probability over the sample, sub to the power of h vertical line f cubed open parentheses close parentheses minus f cubed open parentheses h close parentheses vertical line is equal to or greater than 1/2. In addition, since f open parentheses dot semicolon dot close parentheses is non-negative, e to the power of j can be denoted as an empirical minimizer, even though its expected value, f cubed open parentheses e to the power of j close parentheses equals 1/2, is not at all close to the optimal expected value min to the power of h f cubed open parentheses h close parentheses equals f cubed open parentheses 0 close parentheses equals 0. To explain this case with an approach that is not dependent on the sample size, Assume H is the unit sphere of an infinite dimensional Hilbert space with orthonormal basis, E1, E2, where for V element H we refer to its coordinates V open brackets J close brackets equals less than V, comma, E to the power of J greater than, with respect to this basis. The confidences alpha serve as a map of every single coordinate to open bracket 0, 1 close bracket. This means an infinite sequence of reals in open bracket 0, 1 close bracket, the operation of the product according to the elements, alpha star v, is defined on the basis of this mapping, and the objective function, f cubed, open parentheses dot close parentheses of the equation shown in the first picture of this example can be easily defined in this infinite dimensional space. Let us now reconsider the distribution over z equals open parentheses x comma alpha close parentheses where x equals 0 and alpha is an infinite independent and identically distributed sequence of uniform Bernoulli random variables, that is, a Bernoulli process with each alpha to the power of I uniform over open bracket 0, 1 close bracket and independent of all other a to the power of j. It can be implied that for any finite sample, there is a high likelihood of finding a coordinate j with a to the power of I open bracket j close bracket equals 0 for all I, and therefore an empirical minimizer f to the power of s cubed open parentheses e to the power of j close parentheses equals 0 with f cubed open parentheses e to the power of j close parentheses equals 1/2 is greater than 0 equals f cubed open parentheses 0 close parentheses can be obtained. Consequently, it can be observed that the empirical values f to the power of s cubed open parentheses h close parentheses are not uniform while converging as expected, and empirical minimization does not guarantee a solution to the learning problem. Furthermore, one could potentially generate a sharper counterexample, wherein the unique empirical minimizer H circumflex to the power of S is nowhere close to the optimal expected value. In order to accomplish this, f cubed open parentheses dot close parentheses must be augmented with the use of a small term, which ensures its empirical minimizer is unique and not too close to the origin. F to the power of open parentheses 4 close parentheses open parentheses h semicolon open parentheses x comma alpha close parentheses equals f cubed open parentheses h semicolon open parentheses x comma alpha close parentheses plus element sigma 2 minus I open parentheses h open bracket I close bracket minus 1 close parentheses squared. The objective continues to be convex and open parentheses 1 plus element close parentheses is still Lipschitz. In addition, since the added term is strictly convex, the f to the power of open parentheses 4 close parentheses open parentheses h semicolon z close parentheses will also be strictly convex with respect to h, and that is the reason for the empirical minimizer being unique. Considering the same distribution over z colon x equals 0, while alpha open bracket I close bracket are independent and identically distributed uniform 0 or 1. The minimizer of f to the power of s to the power of open parentheses 4 close parentheses open parentheses h close parentheses is referred to as the empirical minimizer, which is subjected to the constraints vertical line h vertical line is equal to or less than 1. The good news is that although the identification of the solution for such a constrained optimization problem is complicated, it is not mandatory. It is sufficient to depict that the optimum of the unconstrained optimization problem. H star to the power of UC equals arg min F to the power of S to the power of open parentheses 4 close parentheses open parentheses H close parentheses open parentheses with no constraining H element H close parentheses has norm vertical line H star to the power of UC vertical line is equal to or greater than 1. It should be noted that in the unconstrained problem, wherein alpha to the power of I, open parentheses, j, close parentheses, equals 0 for all I equals 1, dot, 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 n, only the second term of f to the power of open parentheses, 4, close parentheses, depends on h, open bracket, j, close bracket, and we have h star to the power of uc, open parentheses j close parentheses equals 1. As it could happen for certain coordinate j, it can be concluded that the solution to the constrained optimization problem lies on the boundary of h, that is, vertical line h circumflex s vertical line equals 1, which can be represented by the equation shown in the picture below, while f star is less than or equal to f open parentheses 0 close parentheses equals element.